Proverbs started saying that هَؤُلَاءِ مَجَانِينَ. These people are mad people. فَإِذَا صَلَّى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِنْ صَرَفَ إِلَيْهِمْ. After Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم would finish his salah, he would turn towards them. فَقَالَ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ مَا لَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. If you people knew what Allah Park has got in store for you, in other words, for the difficulty you're going through, for the hardship you're going through, what Allah Park has got in store for you, لَأَحْبَبْتُمْ أَن تَزْدَادُوا فَاقَةً وَحَاجَةً. You would actually love and desire that Allah Park must increase for you this hunger and this destitution, this difficulty. Allah Park must increase it for you because of the rewards that He has got in store for you. So don't ever think that the difficulty that one is going through, it will go unrewarded. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah mentions in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't forget anything. Sometimes in this world, a person even forgets what his parents did for him. He forgets the difficulty that his mother went through, his father went through. He forgets the difficulty that other people around went out of their way to help him. But Allah Pak is such that He doesn't forget anything of His servant. Allah Pak doesn't forget anything of any creation of His. So therefore, what Allah Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is telling Sahaba, they don't get carried away. These people may call you mad people, they may call you all types of things. But what Allah Pak has got in store for you, if you really knew the hakikat of it, you'll actually start desiring, oh Allah, increase the difficulties for me. So this is the spirit of a believer. It doesn't make him sad that he thinks he's going through difficulty. It doesn't make him depressed. Actually, his mind goes towards the fact that Allah Pak is giving me reward. Allah is using this as a means of raising my darajat. So he, in essence, outwardly his body feels the pain. Inwardly he's got some type of sukoon that Allah Pak is using this to raise my darajat. Today's hadith and Abi Karima al-Miqdam ibn Ma'adi Kariba رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما ملأ آدمي وعاء شرا من بطن. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there isn't any vessel that insan fills up, any vessel, any container that insan fills up worse than filling up his stomach. In other words, the worst thing that you can ever fill up till it's brim is the stomach. بحسب من آدمين أُكُلَاتٌ يُقِمْنَا صُلْبَهُ. He said it is sufficient for a person just to take a few morsels so that he is able to stand straight. This is sufficient for insan. Not that he's supposed to push and push till his stomach gets full, but he takes a few morsels so that now he can stand up straight, he's got enough energy. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا مَحَالَةَ فَثُلُثٌ لِطَعَامِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِشَرَابِهِ وَثُلُثٌ لِنَفَسِهِ رَوَاهُ التِّرْمِذِي. If he has to eat more than just a few morsels, then what he should do, this should be his limit. This is where he should stop. He 1/3 of his stomach he should use for food. He should use the other 1/3 for water. And leave 1/3 enough for air. For his breathing, his air. You find when a person overeats and he finds it hard to breathe also. When he's walking or moving. Now it's difficult because he's eaten so much. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that we shouldn't be eating more than a few morsels. But if we have to eat, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, then only eat till this limit, where 1/3 is filled up with food, 1/3 for water, and 1/3 a person has got for utilizing as far as breathing is concerned. We'll do one more hadith. Nabi Umamata Iyas ibn Sa'alaba al-Ansari al-Harithi radiyallahu anhu qala, ذَكَرَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمًا عِنْدَهُ الدُّنْيَا. Sahabi mentions that once by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about, he said that one of the persons spoke to him about this world. So this Sahabi is reporting, he's saying that somebody spoke to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but his speaking and his speech was regarding the dunya and the glitter, the glamour, etc., but the things about this world. So then, وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا تسمعون ألا تسمعون. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, do not you hear? And in other words, he was talking to all those in front of him. Do you not hear? Do you not hear? Then he said, إن البذالة من الإيمان إن البذالة من الإيمان. Simplicity is part of iman. Simplicity is part of iman. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم was such that even when he would tell somebody something, he would tell it in an indirect way so the person doesn't feel bad. So here this person was speaking to him as far as the dunya and the beauty and the, whatever the dunya has got. So he started speaking about this. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam addressed all in front of him. He said, do you not hear? Do not hear. In other words, what I'm saying is something important. Innal badhaata min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. So this is part of faith, that you don't get carried away with these things. So this person also doesn't feel bad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is He is correcting me in front of everybody. And he put it in such a way that everyone feels part and parcel of the conversation. So this was part of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if you want true iman, then remember, simplicity is part of iman. That you be a simple person. You live a simple life. Your mannerisms and your ways are in a simple way according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this is part of iman. That hadith we did as far as eating is concerned. In fact, the Hakims mention al-maddatu asrudda, that the stomach is the original source of all sicknesses. That's what Hakim say, that if a person's eating is right, then many sicknesses of the body come right. And the eating is not right, then many, many sicknesses form in the body. So therefore, the eating has to be correct. In fact, an old person was telling me, he's saying before the laborers, the people, common people working on the buildings and on the roads, and the people that are digging, etc., he said they would eat very little, but they were very strong people. Now with all the refined food and all the other luxuries that people are eating, even the laborers also are not like the laborers of the old day. They would be much stronger, much healthier. So all this is showing us, teaching us the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this is the source, this is how we should be eating. And especially us in South Africa, that we got a very bad habit, that we love to eat many, many things with our food, our biscuits, our cakes and our luxuries. So therefore, many people, Allah Pak save us all and give us all good health, that at a young age, people are getting sugar, people are getting cholesterol, people are getting pressure, all these sort of sicknesses are setting in because of the eating habits that is not correct. So we see how beautiful our deen is, even how to eat and how much we must eat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained also that to us. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillah.